From my experience, I can attest to you that this system is effective. During the 1990s, the FBI was involved in a long-term criminal investigation when in 1995 a search warrant was executed at a residence. The agents who participated in the search were not trained with a 12-step procedure. Therefore, they did not utilize the procedures when they conducted the search. Evidence was secured from this search that would be used 10 years later in a federal criminal trial. Obviously, with the time lapse from the search to the trial, proper documentation would be essential to recall the search details. In the same case matter, in 2000, the FBI evidence response team conducted 4 searches when they employed the 12-step process. This evidence would also be used in the same trial where the 1995 search evidence was admitted. It was during the trial that I witnessed the benefit and strength of the 12-step procedure. The agent who testified to the evidence collected in 1995 was subject to an intense cross-examination and challenges to the evidence collected at the search. This agent was on the stand for 4 long days. Agents testifying to the evidence gathered in the 2000 searches, where the 12-step procedures were employed, were not subject to any cross-examination and challenge. 4 agents testified to the searches at the 4 locations were on stand for a total of 1 hour. The defense stated they could not identify any areas from these searches to attack. Not only did this make life easier for the agents, the evidence was admitted without challenge.